Hiroshi Menbei, September 15, 1982, and Wednesday continued.
So in other words, the menstrual flow she had on the first of the mountain was because there is a certain reason, that causes her to have the menstrual flow on the first of the mountain. But that does not affect the flow that she has to have on the ninth of the year, on account of the fact that the ninth of the year is the 20th day as of the year that took place on the day of Nisan, because we have two kinds of phenomena in that woman. First of all, because of psychosomatic factors, on the first of the mountain, she is impelled by the mental force. Because it's the first of the mountain. Then, again, because of the psychosomatic factor, she is impelled to have a mental flow 20 days after a flow that she has. Even if there is an intervening here, but that intervening here was impelled, was caused by virtue of the fact that it was the first of the year. But now on the ninth of the year, so she is impelled to have a mental flow by virtue of the fact that it is the 20th day as of the year that she had on the 20th of the year. I mean, that's the Shita Brahmo. All right, now let's see. Vaso Brahmo. Vaso Bao Dia. Uyloi Vaso. Uyloi Vaso. Kishet is such a dia, to be cocked the dia, to be cocked the vaso. Vaso because the dia, Uyloi Vaso, Kishet is less than dia. Shema Kamala Vetis, of the Hede. Shall we go as a Eskin the Hede Shisha? The Hede Kishet is very long. Ati Kitva that Tekot to be made. Those in the Kishet will shame you, shall we meet far. Und ach ja mit der ka und die gesetzt für aber die soll nicht war gehen wenn die gesetzt ist wenn da da nicht in ach ich werden das hat menschen hier so okay wo hat das es wohl die nicht das ist es wohl die nur wo hat das es wohl die in der gesetzt mit den dann wo hat das dann der gesetzt mit den dann gibt wenn die gesetzt ist mit den dann wo hat so die dann der gesetzt mit den dann haben. Now, so far he's discussing it from the point of view of Shmuel, that a Veset HaChidesh L'Yilugin is established by Purim. That's why he says, V'necheshet L'Yechezet, because of common corruption to it. So it only requires 3 years. But so far he's discussing it from the point of view of Shmuel. Ruach Yitchet V'tamuz Kovol Veset Yilugin. Now, so what din does the Rambam pass? That's the din that is mentioned in the Torah, that even though in respect to a Veset HaShomer, not a Veset HaShomer, so there is a halacha of Veset Shemikabua, but in connection with Veset HaShomer, there is no Veset Shemikabua, only in Veset Kabua, not Veset Shemikabua, and most the Shemim is there, most the Shemim, and that's not of the Shomer, not at all. And the mention is very big slow, because the only witness why Chachon said that the woman has the patience for Veset Shemikabua is because, let's say, sees down on the first of Nisan. So if the head shakes, maybe she'll see down on the first of Nisan. So it's only when, so in other words, it's that Ishaya to say, because when she sees down on the first of Nisan, so it's very likely in Tarasvara that she's cultivating, she's developing a Veset of every first in the month. But a Veset with the moving is an unusual phenomenon. It's not a usual thing. It's not a usual. But intended. So if we see that she established it by having 3 years or 4 years, so much, but if, as long as we don't see, we don't have differentiate, because the whole phenomenon of Beshek Lidlugi is an unusual phenomenon. Now, then the Magid Mishneh in Perichet Yochet Yisrael, Haloch Ebol, at the end, so the Magid Mishneh says, in Perichet, so the Magid Mishneh, then the Magid Mishneh, he says like this, the Yeish Gamchein Amfosh, the last three lines in the Magid Mishneh of Perichet Yochet Yisrael, Haloch Ebol, the Yeish Min Amfosh, Gamchein Amfosh, the Poskut, בבכת הדין כרב, ובגין הרי את כל הלבש, וזה שרואית לי רב בית, וזה רם במפסקו את בית שמואל. Why did Ram Chatzim like Shmuel? Because the same Machloket is mentioned in connection with Yichet. Yichet is given. So the Shaila is, where did the Shaila originate? At the very outset. Did it originate in the dismembers of the Chazal? At the very outset, in connection with Yichet? Or did it originate at the very outset in connection with Vestas Nivet? So, Mele, that's the Machlech is the Raiva saying the Rambam. Right. The Gap came Yishne Shekosa. She left it as Dilu in the Cheshet as we Klau. Ashes is there. That's the Shishet that is true and that's what they're from the past. They need to show us this. You will say his Kimara Shkota. They need a king to give her a book. So, in other words, the Magnishne says, I mean, from the Rambam's washing, nothing is Mukhara. The Besiot of Israel can be Magnishne. But the Magnishne says that from the Rambam's washing, it's Mashma, that just as the Nile of Beteshin is a Buach, we can be best at the other. So the same thing applies to Beteshin Gadu. That is the view. So even, in other words, that means that because the Rambam is a woman, so now the Rambam actions like Shmuel, but if a woman saw Dan on the 15th of Nisan, so then the 15th of Nisan is actually by, so suppose the 15th of Nisan doesn't see Dan, and she sees the 16th of Nisan, so then the evening should be actually by law according to Rambam on 2 days, on the 16th of Nisan. Because of the possibility, maybe she's on the path of developing a better Kashobe on the 16th, and it will also be Asur on the Bailo on the 17th. Because since she had a re-exam on the 15th, and the next following month she had a re-exam on the 16th, so that gives rise to the possibility, maybe the following month in Sydney should be on the 17th, maybe she's developing the zero. I mean, that's what the Magnus is. It's Magnus. The Bishyotis is very familiar. He says, it's not Magnus. So, I just wanted to point it out. I mean, the Kodim Magnus, the Rambam Shikha is to the country. Alright. Ruach Shotis was the Shikha of Yosho Dalit Yomim. Now, that involves other times. The Machlekes between the Rambam and the Balamoya, whether in establishing the Vesel, so we only consider the initiation of the Hiyasana, but not the continuation, the Hemshech of the Hiyasana. Or we need to consider the Hemshech of the Hiyasana. So the Ramban Shite means that we need to consider the Hemshech, the continuation, and the Shite of the Baramoya and the Ayurveda and the whole, that we only consider the initiation. Now the tool, now that's one of the remarkable tools. Now you mentioned that example, and that is in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam. Not in accordance with the Shita of the Balamoyer and the Raivet, and the Rosh happens to agree with the Shita of the Balamoyer and the Raivet. And here, the tool mentioned that, and it's on the basis of the Shita of the Rambam, not in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh. But Rosh is what it is. והמשיכו ליוס עד אלו יומי, ובגי תזיין בלי הרוע עשו והמשיכו ליוס עד אלו יומי, ובסיד נזכירו ילד בזיין בי, יש אמרים שזה חשש ולגילוק ולבשת שובה, שהרי Shilshon, Yirei, Yimu, Bomi, Bizayin, Chilish, even though she didn't see initially on the 17th of the month. She didn't see three times initially. She saw the only once she had an initial Riyah on the 17th. That was the Tzivet. But in and in India, so the discharge of the place on the 17th of Nisan was only a continuation, a hemshah, of something that started on the 15th or something that started on the 16th. Here she establishes a Veset Kavua Bishoveh on the 17th, and the 17th of every month. That's like the Shita of the Surah and the Rambam. The Yeshen is, Shein Kam Veset Shoveh Klal. The Hilchim Tomim Tachat Chila Tzavir. Yechemi. I mean, that the Shita is the way you pass it. That we only consider the initial group, not the continuation, the hemshah of the group. Alright. Now let's ask. Chisheshes Rizman Yidua, cook to test, if I. Chisheshes Rizman Yidua, pay who is going into this, who is supposed to be cooked with our today. ואם רק שיצוק אותה בשיבת שיבה כאילו פעם אחת בשקל וכאן כמה שאני אומר איתו פרוחס מסתם אני אומר שיש לי שיהיה לי אבל זמן הידוע לחוד כי שיש לו בזה קבוע כי זה יהיה בעל ובהם כן צורך לי אפילו לי פעם אחת סיבים That is related to. The Yombo Shetor Hotiv on Gimu Pomi, Elvin Nakir. She keeps the boss of Gimu Pomi and Nakar Pocket with the Pomi. She calls my to account of Gimu Pomi to her locket. I will also, in order to establish a vessel, she will go out to the Pamaha to them. They will be shown. I will let that rocket, she will scar the two at least there, so the big Pomi. Shall you are out of Inamina? Inamina. So, then, that's the choice, that's the Mechada, in which there are a number of chunks. So, the Mechada says, this is Steve Godel Dimo, in Kobo, that's the choice, the Lord Yom, in the Chishesh Yisrael or Shai Tabuva, the Avetet Azeh, who Neka Bishoacha, the Lord Yom. What does it mean? So, everybody agrees, the Mechada doesn't mean that if a woman, let's say, establish the Vesha Tabuva, not only on 13 days, but certain hours too, every first of the month between 9 and 10. So then, so the Mechaba doesn't mean that in such a case is only a school of violence on the first of the month between 9 and 10. Because then it's a Kawahela. Even the case where she has a real dam on a certain day, but it's not like a clock. So she's actually the whole day. So certainly when she has in a certain hour on a certain day, he's still at work. I mean, even though one could argue, but no one says that that's the Shat and Chava. Because the writers in Malamete said explicitly that a woman who has a certain vessel, she's at work the whole day, whether it fluctuates in the day or she has a real like a clock in a certain hour or even a certain second, she's still at work the whole day. So we couldn't say that exactly in the Mechaber is that if it takes place in a certain hour, so she's all, when the hour passes, so then she's not out of mind. So what is the Pshat? So the Tate, that we show you, Pesach to the Nachat Shulot, on short word, Talim Sibadet, Sheregim O'Mira Yismach Matit Yismach, that's the Gimorhe, in the even over in the summer, Oh, die Mutter darf noch wohl. Die Nacht hat Lot und Schott war. Kein Sieg, wo der Schergilo Lichrei macht man einzig mal. So, wenn die Mutter darf noch wohl, die Mutter sagt, die Züge auf die Dame hat das. Hallo, die Asse, die kann man dir erbrechen. Die Hohen ist da, das alles in die Züge auf die Züge. Aber ich habe die Donner. Und wenn ich, käme die Maschirecho Autobahn, wie viel die Jubau und Jaldabi Amor. Und dann sage ich, so wenn ich habe am Mund, wie ich, that if a woman, let's say, if a woman is accustomed to sit down, So, let's say, to sit down, let's say, 1 hour after the prayer. 1 hour after the prayer. So then, and she only sits down within an hour after the prayer. So, Mele, if that hour has passed by, she didn't sit down, she didn't get out of the body. That's how it is explained. Now, the Chavidah, so if you turn to the Chavidah, you'll see. Chavdat, I mentioned it last time, that Chavdat applies to the Chabad of the king, where a woman so down in Nisim, and on the first of Nisim, between 9 and 10 in the morning, and then on the 5th of Iyar, between 9 and 10 in the morning, and on the 7th of Sivan, between 9 and 10 in the morning. So in other words, it wasn't the same day, different day. But always the same hour, the same shot. And Mele, on the 7th of Tammuz, she'll be as soon as the Bayrou. Only between 9 and 10. That's what the Mechaba is. Habe da in the beginning, at the beginning, hour, we could pretend. At the end, habe da, in couple better to show it. Period. In the Shiroa so come upon me, the young in the same shop. In our day, the Dalek in there, the Hefti, the Adinsh, the Sheshit, the Achel. Shepoe, the Hefti, 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 זה כוסל המחבר, היא יכול פעם שרואה את מי אבני, רואה את אופמי, אישה אחת, ואישה בו, מעיין, דיאוי, אינו, חישש, וחס תמוס, רק אישה בו, ולא יהיה משרים. So this is what מחבר. All right, so it's a little different than the task chart. Now then, it's mentioned, I don't know where that Floyd says it, but it means that the employer explains the difference. The employer explains it, in other words, if I say, suppose a woman sits down every 20th day. So then, every 20th day, so she's a solo buyer. So that's only if there is no, if the cycle could not be determined in terms of a fixed number of hours. Now, every 20th day, now every day consists of 24 hours. So 20 days would be 400 million hours. But suppose a woman would sit down, let's say, on Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then the 20th day is of that day when it would be 495 hours. Again now. And then the 20th day is of the second period, 495 hours after that she again see that. Now she established a certain cycle in terms of a fixed number of hours. So then she'll only be asur. Not the whole day, the 20th day, but ce l'ho e vi ha solo detto sì, finché che si dicule con carità we don't have such a unity. So in other words, even though it can be formulated in terms of, let's say, 495 hours, but so it has to be, if it can be formulated in terms of the 20th day, fine. Suppose it's not formulated in terms of 20, because if it's 495 hours, so then it will not be, it cannot be formulated in terms of the 20th day, maybe. So then she doesn't establish it as a kavua, so she only established a vegetarian kavua according to the rest of it. But according to that, what is pshat? If it can be formulated in terms of a fixed number of hours, so then she doesn't establish a vegetarian in terms of days, she only establishes a vegetarian in terms of hours. But no one explains the Mechaba, the Mechaba means that if a woman has a riyot, the custom to see, on a certain day, in a fixed hour, that she's not got sort of a viral problem. No one explains the Mechaba that way. Alright. Now, only the Shkhilat Mechabot and Yimut Bami, Shakabuah, or Fishabu, and Yosha, the Lord of Fishab, Asura Mishabu, Ashakit, the Kitsa Tail. Bishop Kabati Mukam, in the years man of the book of the Rua, so she is up or in also Mukam. If she has a better chain of Rua, so she is up or in also is Mukam. And she doesn't even have to make it. So the Taz of the Kasu, this way they need the Mechaber, the Tatsu, like this, that a woman who has a better chain of Rua is not able to buy without any decay. Alright, so then we can understand. But the Mechaber, he's in Kufri Dalet, he's in Kufri Bol, so he mentions two things. He has two things. One was that only the first three tasks be it. So she has to make it. But after the first three years, she doesn't have to make it. But the other one is, Ula Ramba Mula Hosh, Kof Man Shoima Bete, Shriho Yitika Reilom, Kedem Tashmi, the Achatash. The Achatash. According to that lotion, how can the Mechaba say that if a woman does not have a Vestuwa, Kedem Shabu, no Samutara, she doesn't have to make a DK. But she has to make a DK because she is a woman who doesn't have a Vestuwa. She always has to make a DK. Even if it's not a Vestuwa, no Samutara. So she has to make a DK. She's not allowed to have any DK without making a DK. And here he says, that even if the daily of the Rinus Abetet is paid by, so she's returned to the Bible without any teaching. That is God. Kiddush of Rinus Abetet, Abba Dabit Simen Kukri Vos, Pot, Dei Lovetet, Rechob Dibalik in Tashmi, Kam Mai Neshe Mishloch Lovetet, Abba Shishdim, So Achshol, Dibetet Chadotno, Rikobos is Mubom. Now what does he mean here? So he probably means, I mean, in Havidah Pesach, could it be named Fidelis, that the Taz is reference to the Din of the Mechaba in Simen Kuf Tevo, since you turn to the Mechaba, in Simen Kuf Tevo, since you turn to the Mechaba, in Simen Kuf Tevo, since you turn to the Mechaba, in Simen Kuf Tevo, since you turn to the Mechaba, in Simen Kuf Tevo, since you turn to the Mechaba, in Simen Kuf Tevo, since you So suppose a woman he never sees down within the 40 days after the tefillah. She never sees down. But then, after the 14 days after the tefillah, she can see down anyway. It can be the 15th the day after the tefillah, it can be the 16th, it can be the 17th. She's irregular. But the first 40 days after the tefillah, she is regular. She never sees down. So Mimele, now the Tzach of the Mechaba means that the woman is looking at the Vesh Kavua. So it's required to make certain things. Whether she's required to make a Dike before every time, or only the first year, or I get school shaking. So, but this is peculiar to a woman who doesn't have a Vesh Kavua. A woman who has a Vesh Kavua, so she'll eat the Shabbat. She's mechanical and violent without any addiction. So, if this kind of a woman who doesn't sit down within the first 14 days, and after that she is even glad, so after the 14 days, subsequently she has the status of a woman who has a vegetarian one. In other words, she's not allowed to establish in Bible unless she makes a big effort, according to that law. And but within the 14 days, she's maternal survival without consent. So the Kaser is Kan Maire, she is look for it. And with the Shin's action, the Vesak Hadosha, the Vesak Hadosha, the Vilkobate is Gimpom. Now, reference to the Kuritaka Pshat, not the Kuritaka Pshat. Of course, that couldn't be Pshat in the Kaf. The Kaf says something else. Kamaira Shinishlo Kvovete, that was a Shinsa Akshal Kvovete Kadosho, the Lukovaso Yimupon. So, in other words, the Mechaber has referenced the case where she had the Vesset. Had the Vesset. Let's say she had the Vesset of seeing down. Of seeing down, let's say, on the 20th of the month. Seeing down. So she saw down in Nisan on the 20th of the month, in the year, in 70, she saw on the 20th of the month. But in Tammuz, so she established the Vesak Tavua on the 20th of the month. Then in Tammuz, she had a year down on the 16th of Tammuz. So then the halacha is that she is chesed for both. So now she is chesed for the 15th, and she is chesed for the 20th, because the 20th of the month was not that yet, just one omission, one deviation. But she has the chesed in all. But I mean, so if not, she has the chesed assorted by one the 15th, and she'll be assorted by one the 20th. So suppose she was assorted by it. And then the 16th takes back. So on the 17th of all, she's mechanical by one. She's mechanical by one without making any deed. And here we don't apply the chumre of the mechaber that a woman who doesn't have a vessel of wine is assorted by shamans. Unless she makes a difference. That only applies to a woman who doesn't have a vessel of one. But here we are dealing with a woman who has a vessel of one. We are dealing with a woman who has a vessel of one. But she had a one deviation. So maybe she also we need a realize the hope and the chins of the was of the hope. So she says the hope and hope. But she does not have the chumre of the woman who doesn't have a vessel, because she has a vessel of what, except that she has the chesed for the possibility of another vessel. So the vessel sheni kavua of the 16th. But if the 16th stays by, so the male is the 17th, she is entitled by the shiva, because she doesn't have to make any. This is how the Tzaddik says. What I said, the Chalitza. So, for a moment, I forgot. That has to do with the Nikuri Saketsa. Now, if you look now in the Nikuri Saketsa, Kal Myra is rich for poverty. Then, the Masha the Myra is clear to us. So he said, Pasha Talosh and Mahabha, that Mahabha deals with the woman who has the best chemical one. So, what is ever rich for now? Those are my rishis for that as well. The whole time he knows that is the air. How come Kal Myra is for that? Ever chemical one. So, this is what the Hamid asked. Chavidat, I mean, the Pshat Mutat is very simple. I mean, Chavidat doesn't even have to explain. But Chavidat is reference to the Nikuri Saketsa. So, Nikuri Saketsa says, Nikuri Saketsa says, עוד דייס, אם זה ביורי, אם חמדה, עושים את זה כזה, עוד דייס, ואם כל הכסף תראה, אם תקם מהירה יש לו בעצם, ואם יקבוע, נראה את הבנות עם מהירה בי, ושמצבו יד, אם כופתיבו, כשיבו, אין שום, ומהירה יש לו עשו פעם אחר, כאילו מה ידע לו, סוגל את מחב עשי, אם כופתיבו, וואד את מחב עשי, אם כופתיבו, איפה ימומן, is a custom not to sit down in the course of many months. So she doesn't sit down within the first 14 days as of the period. And then, after the 14 days, from the 15th day, after the period, she is regular, she can see any day. And suppose 1 month she saw within the Yidawah. So, such a woman does not have the chumrah of a woman who has a better chemical of wife. Because the only woman who is irregular and she can see anything. So then she has the chumrah of being required to make a ticket before every time. Mashainke, a woman who does not see down within the first 14 days after the period, and then she's irregular, so she has the chumrah of making the tikkun before every tashmish after the 14 days. But within the 14 days, not suppose, but the last month she saw down within the 14 days. So then, in this month, so she has to be chesheshet for the day. So suppose that day is passed by, so she's mitaref by law, in view of the fact that it's still within the 14 days. This woman never sits down within the 14 days after the period. But in the month of Nisan, in a certain year, she sat down, let's say, on the 8th day after the period. On the 8th day after the period. Now, the next month, so she's a solo by law on the 8th day after the period. But, so, suppose that the 8th day passed by, now is the 9th month, the 9th day after the period, in view of the fact that she regularly, she doesn't see Dhamma within the 14 days, so she's the kind of the Bible without anything. This is how the Nikuri Saketsa is said. Now, here, Sivo, Ovin, Shoshweshi, Mishnai, Zerokin, Shilman, Shemisim, Zayn, Avon, Rishino, Rishon, Binyon Khan, who is was of Shlesha Mishlesha. In other words, what Mechaber says in Sifrei is in accord with the Shite, with the Shite of Rav, but according to the Yeshen in Sifzayim, but according to the first Losh in Sifzayim, that we pass in Rav Shmuel, so then she'll only, if Kedeya is better, if she'll also have a Riyaz Dam on the if you slay him, you slay him. Niyu in oil of it. Oh, Keita Keba. We may have hit with you, King Shalasa, with his love, and he's in the design here, and he's in the city, and we call the best at Ashtir and Yitzchem. That's in accordance with Shmuel. Ashtir and Yitzchem become, Shem Riyo, Shem and Yitzchem, and Kim Shem and Flog and Shom. And Niyu in oil of it, and Kim Shem and 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 Shem לפי שעה פה ראשינו בדיוק רואה עכשיו, אי זה שדיוק גם מבסת הכבוד, אבל זה גמור את זה. Nivesta Kovu. Umiyu imhoyo, lovesta. Kinim shi yitzchilo peos. Kikin shi oi so, vijim oi yirin di seif kaptet. Viro asa hakaf meis mitmah mitzit shleish. Vahakaf mitzit lamet. Vahakaf mitzit lamet vei. Vibishtei oi yisar yishenim mitmah mu yadim oi yirin. Na Nivesta Kovu. Peos. Shohoi so, vijim oi yirin zvi imcho. Vishim so, yirin zvi imchapao. וחובגימו, הפריאס חוב אלף נמין, כאילו שגם היא אולצו בגלל הפיר ופשוט, כמו לאחרים שאחרי, ובאמת אין בזה שום חידוש, ובגמור על יומו, זה על ידי החידוש, על כושר לשמוע, ומאי קומשנו, ומכל מוקד, יש לימה, וקומשנו, ובוסים, ולא יתן, ולא יתן, דיינו רישנו, מנמין, אלו, אלו, כי שריה, נאו, אינו משוכנו, דגיוסי, ריה שיטס. So what does it mean, ריה שיטס? So it should be, אלו, כי שריה שיטאו, because the Mechaber discusses with that in the Hebrew video. So he said, רואה שבת את סלול בינית, ודזיין ריה, וידיין נסיבו לקרוב לו, וזה דעת שתראה ונתחל איתם. שנראה ראשון הזה שקוראים לשמוע, that we require for it. But אם זה לא אישיני כבר מייבסת of the previous letter, so then if לשמוע is made it, that if he really is enough, שהשקיר מתחז איתם או שנראה ראשון את הרכים של כל השומת, ומי הוא לא יובסת כדי שיסחו לו, והכן שיסו, ורואה את הבדיר לדימי פעמים, כל זה בדיוק, לפי שאף הראשי לא בדיוק רואה עצמו, אין זה שדיוק גם מבט הקבוע. So he says, ומקום מוקד משנה, אני כמה שנה ריבוסה, זה לא יתן לי בין הראשי נעמיה, אלו כשריח יוצאו את יריח חדושו, שלא יהיו גלו תחילו בזה. So כמה שנה לא, that even if the Riyas Yudalit is not a Riyah Hadosha. So, but even if the Riyas Yudalit, it shouldn't be written your test. Your test doesn't make sense here. But he has reference to the example mentioned by the Mechaber. In other words, he had the Riyas down on the 15th of BC and the 16th of year and the Zionist season. So we cover this, according to Shmuel. At Tira B'Yitchezi Tamas. But אם הוא ילבס את קדם שהתחילו בהקים שאיתו ורואה סבדיות דימו פעמים, מה דו הייתה? That means, where she had the best, let's say, of seeing down on the 14th of the month. So, in Tainis, she had a real down on the 14th of the month. In Shvat, she had a real down on the 14th of Shvat. And then Nodel, she had a real down on the 14th of the month. Now, in Nisi, she had a real down on the 15th of Nisi, not on the 14th of Nisi. So then, in Shmuel, he made it, that in view of the fact that she had a vessel on the 14th of the month, and up to other inclusive, she followed up that vessel. And she had a real down, she had a menstrual flow on the 14th of Nisi. But now in Nisi, for the first time, she had a real dam not on the 14th of Nisan, but on the 15th of Nisan. And then she had a real dam on the 16th of Iyar. And then she had a real dam on the 17th of Sivan. So even according to Shmuel, she established a vessel bidirut. And she can expect a real dam in Tammuz on the 18th. On the 18th. So what is the Chidesh? Because the Chidesh is, the Lord came to the Yerushalayim and Yamiyan, and the Shishab, yes, you doubt, not you test. You doubt. He Riyo Hadosho, shall we rule the Lord Chila? Shall we rule the Lord Chila? But Masha'im came, if the Riyas Yudalit was in accordance with the Deset Kavua, because she always had it on the 14th of the month, then she changed it from Yudalit to Tetzvot in Nisan, so then Shmuel would still require a Rie and the Chesed Hamus, so come on Shmuel, no. Uvidrishe Rosalima, Shadim Korishne, so he shall be sure, that in Apilo is already with the Tetzvot, but again, go as a hope, couple hours per day, so that she can mention the first time. According to the tradition, so Shmuel remained, even with Shino, even though that Shino did not correspond with the same kind of bilug of one day. In other words, let's say she was regular to sit down on the 15th, on the 15th of the month. So let's say in Teves, in Shvat, in order, she sat down on the 15th of the month. And then in Nisan, all of a sudden, she sat down on the 20th, and then in Iyar on the 21st, and then in Sivan on the 22nd, according to the tradition, even Shmuel will be made. So on that din of the tradition, so the Taz is ready. The Taz and the Shach is ready. The Enoch and Cloud, the Binon Shem Diaflogi Machin, Mashma the Bishop of Binon, Ki Mashmei Tad Morem Bezeh, Ki Mashmei Tad Tua Shem Lo. So what is the Machlokes between the Grisha and all the other Pasim? It's stable like the other Pasim. Now it's a constant Grisha, so even Shmuel, who requires 4 years in order to establish that in the group, but Gemara says that if the first year represented the Shino, so then even the first year is Namiya, so even if the Shino does not coincide with the same group of the years in the other one. In other words, let's say she had a Veset Kavua on the 10th of the month. Well, I take that example, of seeing on the 15th of the month. So she saw down on the 15th of Davis, on the 15th of Shlap, on the 15th of Wada. And then she had a rear down, an initial rear down on the 20th. And then she had a rear down on the 21st. And then she had a rear down on the 22nd. Even though it's not the same group, the first, as far as the first rear, is concerned. So it wasn't a yiruk of the year on the 15th of Nisan. So it didn't represent a yiruk of one. It represented a yiruk of five. And the other yiruk, the year of year, represented a yiruk of one. Because that took place on the 21st. So that represented the Duke of one, because the real mission was on the 20th. So according to the tradition, since the real of this represented the Duke from what she was accustomed to, so Mimele, even though the Duke is not the same Duke as the Duke between the real mission and the real VR, as between the real VR and the real city, so she still establishes the rest of the woman. So the Tat is Chelek? No. Only if the woman, let's say, saw down in Kislev, Shvat, Oder, on the 19th, and then in Nisan she saw down on the 20th, then Nia on the 21st, then in Sigma on the 22nd, then she'll establish, even according to Shmuel, in Vesek HaShalabim. ויוכן קלאוד דבינו שיעקב במחיר מה שישוב את מינות משמעי את הגמור בדי וכי משמעי את התור והשוכנות Now, so in Sif Zion, the Mechaber first mentioned the Roshim that is in accordance with the Sheik of Shmuel, like the Pesach of the Rambam and Rambam, and then in the second Roshim, he mentions the Sheik of Rav, which is in accordance with the Pesach of the Rav. יש לוחש לי לברעים, אולי אחר. יש לי פנאי. So the lotion of the Mechaber indicates ויש לוחש לי לברעים אולי אחר נהיה that only if we pass like Rav, so there is a Chumrah. But if we pass like Shmuel, we have to make it. It's not so. There is a Chumrah and the Kumrah in the Shite. So he says, יש לי פנאי. So גם נדיר ושאין לו, יש Chumrah אחת, דהיינה, אם יש לו חשש מווסטר, ואם נקר אחד מהם, אלו יהיה עשי, אם נקר אחד מהם, אלו יהיה השני נקבע, כמו שכל סוף צריך לדימו, יקחו את הגויה. In other words, because there is a chumre, according to Shmuel, you know so. Because, now let's say, according to Shmuel, so she'll only establish a Veset Kavua, if she'll be divorced, if she'll see, if she'll have fallen, she'll see down on the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, and the 18th of Tam. And the 18th, and the 18th of Tam. But suppose she'll only have the Iyar Tam on the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, she doesn't establish a Veshet Kavua, a Veshet Kavua Bidur. Since she doesn't establish, according to Shmuel, a Veshet Kavua Bidur, a Veshet Kavua Bidur, so in Melech, in Tammuz, she'll be Asur on the 17th. She'll be Asur on the Bible. Tammuz is Asur on the Bible according to Shmuel. But according to Rav, there is a Kule. According to Rav, so by virtue of the 3 years, 15, 16, 17, so she establishes a Veshet Kavua Bidiruk. So that means she doesn't have to anticipate, maybe she'll sit down in Tammuz on the 17th. She's only Asur on the Bible on the 18th. But on the 17th, she didn't tell the Bible. So why does the Mechaber imply the Yesh Lochus Nivreim or Hachmiya? In other words, only that there is a Chumre only according to the Rav Shite. True, according to Rav Shite, there is a Chumre that she is Asuro on the 18th of Tam. According to Shmuel, there is a Kule. But there is a Chumre. There is a Chumre according to Shmuel Shite. That according to Shmuel Shite, she's Asur Lebaila on the 17th of Tammuz. According to Rav Shite, since she's Kivas Veset Kavua Bidiruk, so on the 17th she's Mutarat Lebaila. So why does he say, V'yishloch Yivrei Mal Hachmir, as if Only according to Rav there is a chumre. According to Shmuel there is also a chumre. ואם כן ידי האחר כאן במקווה בגלל פון בסדיר כאן לא יודע כך שעש ועשת השני שיש לו ונחשב סדורי ובדי הראשינו ונקווה די ונחשב גם השני על כל כוס אחמיר לכל מזל ומזה כאן הוא כסבור הראשינו והיינו וכאן הוא בשני וחכנו ונוחנו ויזבוי בסיפית גימו אין דמין יצנת the Mechaber is not difficult because when the Mechaber says ויש לו חשנו דברים וחכנו it doesn't mean that there is only a chumre in Rav Shite, there is no chumre in Shmuel Shite. He means, v'yeish lochus l'ivrei mol hachmiya, that she should be asura l'bailo on the 18th of Tammuz. Because according to the first version, she's mutayim l'bailo, but in Hanami, according to the first version, she's asura l'bailo on the 17th of Tammuz, because of the possibility that she's trying to develop a veset hashove on the 17th of the month. But this is not what the Mechaber is discussing here. V'yesh l'mokimim nalatur b'zeh shikosaf shorosh posak kisvore kamayi sedahem v'kishmuel b'gmore d'loi kirav shir kisvore basre kan ufer shir shenot adal v'hei kosef arosh b'daf chez v'kayim lom kirav b'ho v'tzorechi so in other words there is a steering between two rosh between what rosh in Bovakame says, we got in Giches, that the Halacha is like Rav, and what the Torah says in the name of the Rosh, that's not mentioned by the Rosh explicitly, in respect to Nite, that Halacha is like Shema. The Halacha is like Shema. Alright. Ra'asot imu pon mitimu chadoshim, havem bo atzil miket bikitzo, kein tesvob bisiven, tezayu bitamus, v'ha kein tesvob biol, Tezayim bi'alo. Now there is something missing here in the start, because if a woman will sit down on the 15th of Sivan and Tezayim bi'tamos, and then again the 15th of Rov and Tezayim bi'alo, she will not establish a best for one. So there is something missing. What it means is, and then Tezvov b'tishrei and Tezayim b'cheshvan, but that. He omitted, but this is what it does mean. Because otherwise, how can she establish a Veset Kavua with two cycles? Only three cycles. But that's what it means. Having what's all mean can be kitzo, can the swab be nisen, tezayin tamos. Vahakein the swab be ov, tezayin del. Vahakein the swab be tishre, tezayin macheshe. Kovalo, veset, ahakein, bechein le sheachot b'chamishos sabay, uvishin tezayin. So this part is missing from the task. In other words, Tesvor b'tishre and Tesayim b'macheshet. V'chei leilom, el b'komashmo ribuse, ta'afilu afilu imadilu ku b'gibu yomi, da'in Tesvor, Tesayim b'zayim asmin v'asrei v'chishese v'chit, tashlishi b'yem b'zayim, afo kishish b'yil b'tesvor b'yis yomi, u'meil enei da'in imadilu ku b'yeis amishleish yomi, da'in shoroh aso dalut pomin, b'dalut chodoshim, שורש פומן, דיו, וגם כן אז לבסרי, אלא לא קעת שורש פומן, ובזה הוא שיעור שיוזיקו בי, ומילא הוא עדין בייסר בזה. הוא בייסר בזה. אוקיי, כן יראה לפושט. Now, for next time, so, we have to go finish all the tabs, because it will not take us a long time, because we already discussed the shite of the tabs. So even though it's long Taz, but it will not take us long time. So we have to finish all the Taz up to Sif Yudalet Godel in the Mechaber. But then before we start Sif Yudalet in the Mechaber, so we have to go over in the tour. We left off in the tour. Daf Nun Gimel, the second line, Nun Gimel Amadale. Ruaso Be'achad Menisim, Bishir Echad Be'iyah. Ruaso. So from the two here up to Daf Nun Hei, the two. The first line, Nun Hei Amadale. Yei Shikavas Veset, B'mayse Shetas. That's in the tour, and then we should be prepared on all the tars and the shafts. up to Sif Yudalet in the Mechal.
Shir Nun Shir Samach Aleph and Nidov of Tishrei Hei Tov Shin Mem Gimel, September 24th, 1982, and Friday.
No, I mean we covered Sifkes. We left off at Sif Yud in the past. Roasho Gimel Kom in Gimel Chadosh in Gimel. Because we also learned this Sif Yud also. Yet now, we left off at Sif Yud Aleph. The Sif Yud Aleph is a very strange class, very strange. It's amazing, I mean, how the class is. And then, the following scene, so he reverses himself. It's very strange. And look at Zakeset, the mayor. Sif Yud Aleph. Uba Aleph Yod. That is reference to Sif Godel Tes. Roasho Beachod Nisnu Uba Aleph Yisim. So he pointed out last time that he doesn't mean, he uses the expression Yeludim, but it's not analogous to the Vesetor Yeludim where she sees in Nisni Tesvot and in Nia Tesayon and in Sidi Yuzayon. Have a motto with me on Zero, so he says. Zeu Nishenim the Sif Zion. In other words, the Sif Zion, there are two Nishenis. The first version is expressive of the Shite of Shmuel, like the Rambam and the Ramban. And the second version is expressive of the Shite of the Raib, that will pass from like Ra. Like Ra. So he says, here the Mechaba says, if she had the Riyaz Dam on the first of East, on the first of Sif, on the first of all, and the first of all, she's called a blessed for the Shredish of the Lord with three Riyas. So he says, that can only accord with the second motion in Sif Zion. That passes like Ra. Mashiach can accord with the first motion in Sif Zion. That will pass like Shmuel. So he blessed to the Lord, he blessed the Shredish of the Lord, requires 4 years, because the first year is not in Achesh, is not in the key, included in the count. So here too. So when will she establish a Veset Kavua, if she'll sit down on the first of Nisan, on the first of Sivan, on the first of all, and on the first of Isha. Now here, there are two things that are very strange. Zeu Yishin Yisivzai, Avodeo Yishin Otzricha Shetirari Beachod Ve'al. Now, I mean, that's certainly a Tonis HaSefer. The Nukunis HaKesef made a question. He should say Be'achon B'tish, and not Be'achon B'el. He had one Rie. And Nisan, one in Sivan, and one in Nov. So it has to be every other one. So it's Tish, and not El. So the Nukunis HaKesef is massive, but it's a double portion. That was a slip of the pen, I mean, in the task. It means Be'achon B'tishre. All right. So, it should be written Be'achon B'tishre. But even so, it has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is when every month, it's a day later in the month. But here, there's the cycle. Instead of the first of every month, so the first of every other month. So that's the Vesa Shomei. So the Pesach Kesef is the question. We don't. The Ocher Rekuba Omer Biro Vishim Ma'amiyah. Uch Mishikosu Vishach. Sif Kot Mechot Beis. Gama She Omer Tzricha Shekira Yid. Be'achod Be'el Oin in Ochei. Be'orah Sif Hashem Yil Lugim Vimkim Ot Dibor Tzricha Shekira Yid Be'achod Be'tishre. Aber Gam Zeh Uch Mishikosach Tisham Ein Shom. But that's the double bow. That it's a slip of the pen. It's it. I don't know whether there's a silver after it's a fruit, or it just was a slip of the pen by the Taz himself. Whatever, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, it couldn't be the strange one. Alright, now, but the strange thing here about the Taz is that he equates this kind of vessel, the first of every other month, with vessel with the root. It's something else, it's vessel, it's vessel. Alright. But then you'll see that the Sitchin Beis, I mean, I can't understand it. He says just the reverse. So not only is there a sphere between one Taz and the other, there is a sphere between one Taz and the other Taz, which immediately follows upon that Taz. Now, Vesdasil, Rio Shinon Lamino Yak, the Aval Pishi and Chiko Yisel, Elo Shinon Shash Vesto Bitchilo, who shoved with the Hill, Shaino Hisheshes, Elo Rishheides, Rishheides, Asomach, Kitain Shiro Asom Rishheides Nis, Hisheshes Rishheides Shia, Vimuho Asom Rishheides Sieben, Rishheides, Rishheides Tamus Asomach, Wie wir was wir schon stammus in der Gesetz des Schaf aber die schema flog als des Khodoshi ki na flog in Sheino mit dem Schaf so ka sache in Sheini bitlo die sache die schon in Sheini die sache die sa Swishi ja scholas des wir richtig es wir schreibe ich als so kolonies so je ist na du sie You wait, best as you can reach it. Pirish is still going to reach it. She skipped her reach. The only she was on the reach is on the reach is sin, on the reach is shop. Come on over the reach is sin. So it's managed the same case as the cast discusses in Sifu Dollar. The same thing. Manage the same thing, the identical thing. So he says, we can have a reach is not in here. I feel the day come out. Is the Svenke Stas that I know. It's not, if let's say, you found a spirit between one Taz, let's say, in Simon Aller, and one Taz in Simon Top 10. All right, so it will also be a problem. But here, it's one Taz after the other, I can't understand it. So, the Hanna of the Shemis is not me and Akhilde Kamaitz. This is Siddhala, so it's a Toys a Sefer, it's not Siddhala, it's Sibzayan. That's, that, in Sibzayan, the Mechava mentions the two sheets. But what do we do? Shetzricho Midala Trias. Yehotzom, the Hashvinon, the Nisachidesh. Kamo Yishyomi. Ben Rio, Rishayno, Rishmiyo. Shal Vizei, Yenikeach, Veset Ha'atlot. Nitzo, Rishayno, Rishmiyo. שייך לאדון, דווקא לקריא הבסטר, על כל מוכן ראשים המנמיה, כאילו לבד שייך לסלאפלות, אנחנו רצים לקייס, או רואה סו תסבור בניס, תזיין ביהיה, יוצאים בסיבן, סודיה איזה מחלקס, בתוין רב ושמע. סודיה, it's not jove, it's not jove. על כל כך ראשי, כאילו לבד שייך לסלאפלות, אבל כמה לקריא סלאפלות, ושחידש, והווה גם כן, ושחיל לשובי שמן המיניין, כי בואי לבד יש גם כן שיוחס הבסת, מצד שהוא בשחילס, ומה לי שיש בריאו לשמש או בשחילס, לשמיעו, משל בשחילס אחד ביניהם ושניים, סייף סייף, הבסת דווקא ברשחילס. הבסת דווקא ברשחילס. ציפר אני, אני מתסתם, the same thing, in one sieve after the other. If I will vote, see if you play, see me to have to see if you vote, I have to pass, I can't understand. I can't understand. All right. It's one of the amazing stuff. All right. Now, see if you give me. Show me what you do. וזה נסיעו שביל ושביל מנעמיר דוחת רב שיוחיתו וסיעו שניח שעשווסטו ותפילו ושוב מודיעו שנפישש עשו ולשחיליש ולשחיליש עשום כי כשנשארו עשו פירש משקסת ולסיק ידע שבבסת הדירו אם נפישש עשו ולנו גילו פעם You will come. Moshe Kosovo is Sifu Dawa. He means Sifu Dawa God in the Mechad. She Vesit Adilu ki Nechashesh Esa Chifren and Gimu Pon. Al Koch and Nechashesh Kao Vishri Vishon. Now Nechashesh
the Rishvei Mashiach. So, in other words, if she saw Dam, the Rishvei Mashiach, so she has to anticipate the Rishvei Dam, the Rishvei Mashiach. Pirish Mishnei Yom in the Rishvei Mashiach. So he said as follows. Oh, now, that's the Tashish. Now, this is a very important Taz, and the Taz mentions it several times. But this is one of the places where the Taz mentions it very briefly. He says, she said, she saw Dam and the Shredish, and the Shredish Nisi. Now, the Shredish out there is a Shredish Chosin. So how many of these Shredish out there is? What are the Shredish? The 30th of the outgoing month is the Shredish Nisi, not the incoming month. And it's the first of these. Because oh, there is a host. Now, Iyer has 2 days Rishchedesh, because Nisim is a Moed. So you have the day Rishchedesh. The 30th of Nisim is the first day Rishchedesh, but that's considered as the last day in Nisim. And then the second day Rishchedesh, which is the 31st day of the Avodah month, but it's considered the first of Iyer. Now, here the Mechaba says, here the Mechaba says, if she saw that on the first of Nisan, on the Shredesh Nisan, so she has to be Cheshesh, for the first of Iyar. The first of Iyar is the second day of Shredesh Iyar. Because the first day of Shredesh Iyar is the 30th of Nisan. So he says, so the Taz says that the now she has to be chayish. She has all the Bible on both days of chayish. On both days of chayish. If she had the rias down on the first of Nisan, so she's a soul the Bible on the first day of chayish here, which is the 30th of Nisan, and on the second she's a soul the Bible on the second day of chayish here, which is the 31st as of the first of Nisan. Why both? Then the Tashi. The Shach is Chilik. The Shach in Sif, Lamed is Chilik. But that's the Taz, the Taz is a big machna. In other words, a woman, the Tashit is that a woman who has a Beset Shini Kavua, so Mele, she has to observe a Beset Achidesh, and she has to observe the Inobinis. What's the Inobinis? The 30th day. So, 6 months a year, the Inas Achidesh, the Beset Achidesh, coincides with the Inas. But 6 months a year, it doesn't coincide. Because, assuming that it's always Echad Molech Chosin, it's not always like that. Because in certain years, so it's not. So, Cheshvan and Cheshvan and Kislev are both Chaserim. So, the Mele. But, usually, so the months alternate. Echot Molei, Ve'echot Chosa. Ve'echot Chosa. So Mele, according to the Taz, if a woman had a Riazan on the first of Nisan, she has sold the Bible, on the 30th of Nisan, which is the first day of Shrei Yishiyah, and she has sold the Bible on the 31st day of the first of Nisan. That's the first, the second day of Shrei Yishiyah, which is the first of Iyar. The 30th of Nisan, she has sold the Bible underscore of Inabayimis. And according to the Taz, Inabayimis means the 30th day. And the second day of Shrei Yishiyah, the first day of Iyar, she has sold underscore of Veset Achelitish. Now the Shah in Sif Lamed, a very long Shah, very, very confusing the Shah in Sif Lamed. And the next one. So there first he tries to point out that if there had been 2 Enes, that she's actually by law, in other words, the Enas, Enabemis, and Veset Achidesh, so then the Enabemis should be considered not the 30th as the Taz assumes, but the 31st. And he mentions all kinds of rights. Because true that Rishayim say 30 days, that's the Inabinis. But it means 30 misres, in other words. So a woman So the average woman is accustomed to sit down after 30 misleis have expired. So the mele, it has to be the very first day of the previous year. Because if it will be the 30th day of the previous year, so you won't have any 30 misleis. It will be the 30th day. So in other words, so first the shachrins out, that assuming that the Taz is right, that a woman who has no Veset Kavua is a soul of Bairo, and twins, and the Inabedinis, and the Abedinis Achinesh, so then the Inabedinis would be considered as the 31st day, not the 30th day. But then it comes to the conclusion that there are no twins in a soul of Bairo. She is only a soul of Bairo, and the Inis Achinesh. So, 6 months a year, usually. So, it happens to be the 30th day of the previous year, and 6 months a year. So, it happens to be the 31st day, as of the previous year. Now, but the shach, so the tashit is that a woman has to observe two inis. The inis, which is always the 30th, and the inis achinish. So 6 times a year is the 31st. 6 times a year it coincides with the 30th. Then the Shach, so he says, if the law had been that she has to observe 2 days, so then the Inabedinis would be the 31st, and then of course the Inasachinish. So sometimes the 31st, sometimes the 30th. But she only has to observe the Inasachinish, not the Inabedinis. Just the Inasachinish. So what's the significance of Inabedinis? That has to be explained. So according to the Shah, a woman who has a Veset Shinikavua, she only is a Shul Balor, and the Inasachinish. Sometimes the 30th, sometimes the 31st. Then the Hamzdas Shiki is like the Taz, that she has to observe both Inabedinis and the Inasachidesh, but whereas the Taz says that the Inabedinis is the 30th, so the Hamzdas agrees with what the Shach says, that when Pesheti mentioned 30 days, that in Terech of Noshim, of the average woman to see, it means if the average woman will see down after the expiration of 30 days, 30 misleis, as of the previous year. So it will always be on the 31st. You couldn't possibly have 30 misleis expire and still be the 30th day. So in other words, according to the Taz, according to Chavidas, the Inabedinis is the 31st, but she has to observe the Inabedinis, and she has to observe the Veset HaChidesh. The Veset HaChidesh. Now, so that's the Nafkimine between the Taz and Chavidas. You'll ask, what kind of Nafkimine is it? It's a question of semantics, that's what you can ask. Because both, according to the Taz, she's a soul in Bible, and 2 days, sometimes one day merges in the other. But and according to the Hamzdas also, she has to observe 2 days. And sometimes it merges in the other. So what's Nafkimine? What's the effect of Nafkimine? There is a effect of Nafkimine. Because the status of Inabedinis is distinguishable from the status of the Veset HaChidesh. Because in regard to Veset HaChidesh, so the halacha is that she only is a suror that particular aim. In other words, if the Veset Kavua, she is only a suror that particular aim. Let's say a woman has a Veset Kavua to see every 20th day in the daytime. So she's a suror by law in the daytime. But in the night of that day, of the 20th day, she's materas of Bible. If she's accustomed to sit down in the night time of the 20th day, she's only a suror by law in the night time of that day, but in the daytime she's the terrace. Mashaikin regard to Inabedinis, so most Boski, is it Plaitsi, Chavizdas, the Sibretare, I know the Sibretare is the only one who is making, but the Chavizdas and the Plaitsi, they say that as far as Inabedinis is concerned, let's say, regard to the woman as the best chimney of Uah. So there, she's a solid bio wife because of Noshi. So, ladies, on the 30th day, so she's a solid bio on the 30th as of the last Rie, both portions of the 30th day, in the night time and in the daytime. So, maybe there is a big enough community, you see, according to the Taz and according to the Chalizdas. A woman who has a Bessie Chetikabua is a soul 2 days to the husband. Day the Benedis and the Bessie Dachetis. Now, 6 months a year they both merge. They both merge. But 6 months a year it's 2 separate days. It's 2 separate days. So according to the Taz, day the Benedis is the 30th. And the Bessie Dachetis. And the Bessie Dachetis sometimes is the 31st. So for example, let's say the last Rie took place on the 1st of Nisan. Now, when it's Rish Chodesh, here, so according to the Taz, she's Asura both days Rish Chodesh here, she's Asura the Bible. The first day of Rish Chodesh here, she's Asura Bailo, on the score of the Yemenis. So in the first day of Rish Chodesh here, she'll be Asura Bailo the night and the day. The second day, Rish Chodesh here, according to the Taz, she'll also be Asura Bailo. Mitzad Bessel HaChidesh. As far as Bessel HaChidesh is concerned, so she's certainly not more homo, than a woman who has a Bessel Kavua. She's only Asura in that particular area. So suppose the Rias Dam took place in the daytime of Rish Chodesh Nisan, so she'll be Asura to the husband only in the daytime of the second day of Rish Chodesh Iyar. But in the nighttime, she'll be the Teres of Bible. Masha'inkin, according to Chavis Das, so she's also Asura the Bible, and the Eid Benelis and the Vesed HaChidesh. But according to Chavis Das, the Eid Benelis is always the 31st day, so it'll be reversed. She'll be Asura the Bible on the first day of Rish Chodesh Iyar. So, only in the daytime, in the nighttime, she'll be Teres, but in the second day of Rish Chodesh Iyar, she will be Asura Mailo in the nighttime and the daytime. So there is a practical Nakimine. So, in other words, briefly, according to the Taz, the Benenis is the 30th. But she's Asura Mailo on the 30th itself in the Benenis, and she's Asura Mailo 6 months a year. 6 months a year, in Mitzad Vestachidish. And so the Eid Benelis, the 30th she'll be Asura Mailo, the night and the day. And 6 months a year she'll be Asura Mailo Mitzad Vestachidish on Achidish and the 31st too. On the 31st too. So she'll be Asura only that particular angle, either the night or the day, depending when the previous Rie took place, whether in the night or in the day. That's according to the Taz. According to Chavis Das, so she's also Asura 2 days. The Eid Benelis and the Bessie Dachetis. Now Bessie Dachetis, so sometimes is the 30th and sometimes the 31st. But the Eid Benelis is always the 31st. Now, according to the Shah, she's only Asura the Bailo, the Bessie Dachetis. Not 2 days. So the Bessie Dachetis sometimes, six months a year. So it will be the 30th, and 6 months a year it will be the 31st. But according to the Shah, it's from the point of view of Bessie Dachetis. So the Mele, she's not Asura the Bailo, the whole Mishles, night and day. Only the particular angle. Whether it's the night angle or the day. Now, the Hashulchan she is, so we have 4 sheets. The Hashulchan she is that he agrees with the Shach that to answer the woman to her husband 2 days is like being Ichris Zachero Mishni Hoshi. So he agrees. But whereas the Shach says that she only has to observe as a Tachidesh, so sometimes it's the 30th, sometimes it's the 31st. So, the Rosh Hashanah is vis-à-vis a woman who doesn't have a Veset Torah, there is no such thing as Veset Achidesh. Veset Achidesh applies to a woman who has a Veset Torah. But a woman who doesn't have a Veset Torah, so there is no such thing as Veset Achidesh. There is only a Lina Benis. And what is the basis of Lina Benis? Because Reiv Noshi Mareis is Lina Benis. So that is always the Ferdinand. Always the Ferdinand. Not today. Alright. Now. So here, the Taz is Lushitose. It's if you doubt it. Cheshesh or Eshrevesh here. Pierce which the Yom the Eshrevesh here or Mishin. Shuhuli Mishin Yerin also. Via Yerin and Isu Mishin or Beset Kavua. Kiloyo. Why you see? You give me. Alright. Now, Cheshesh. So that's the Tashi. That she's a soul of the Bible on 2 days. Sometimes it's they merge in one day. Cheshesh is the able of Ilo, is she the able in Necker, she make a show his bomb, is she the Ilo, Necker, the Mahas, so Tilo is the Ilo. Oh, she Tilo is the able, Kate or who is another, that's the Gilsi. Apparently, there was another Gilsi. The Hay Akaka, so the Gilsi is, oh, you're the same. Well, that's the way we have it. Oh, she Tilo is the able, you are in the Ilo, oh, you're the same. Or you have a shame of the life, but that's the Gilsa we have. Now, Hoyisha the Ramon, Sifhizan. Now, here, a very important Taz, and the Taz is very machna here, and many of the Poski machilit on him. Now, we'll see soon. Sifhizan. So, what is the reference to? To the Agoyis Ramon. Hoyisha Sheroaso, Chisheshes, Vivezet Achilles, Ulaf Loge. Achitikva veset achidesh vidimu pomin, oi veset afloge vidal pomin, oi shetaker achas mem kitsa, roa so beachod nisim vichompe, chisheshes leachod biya, mitne reshchidesh nisim, roa so bau biya, oi loi roa so be, chisheshes letev biya, now you have to keep in mind that this is a controversial point, what Ramos says, that roa so beachod biya, because the lotion of the tour is loi roa so beachod biya, so then, is Chisheshes Litez Biya. So the Vesiosef says, only Loi Wasov Echad Biya, so it's Chisheshes Litez Biya. But Wasov Echad Biya, so then it's not Chisheshes Litez Biya. The Ramon in the Akimeshe, and here is Chilik of the Vesiosef. And he says, that not only Loi Wasov Echad Biya is Chisheshes Litez Biya, but even Wasov Echad Biya is also Chisheshes Litez Biya. Why? I mean, because after all, if it's Ras of Alan Bia, why should she be Cheshish? Because Bia, the answer is, Machmas, a Vesech in the Kavua of a Flogi of Kofie, since she so dumb, the woman so dumb, on the first of Nisim and on the 20th of Nisim, so these 2 years established the Vesech Kavua, I'm sorry, a Vesech in the Kavua of a Flogi of Kofie, So she does. So the Bible on the 9th of the year, in spite of the fact that she had to be down on the present. On the present. Now, the Bes Yosef is Chirik. The Bes Yosef holds that when she chesheshes retests the year, only if she didn't see any down on the first of the year. So then, the 9th of the year happens to be the 20th is of the 20th of Nisan. But if she saw down on the first of the year, so it's not, so the 9th of the year is not the 20th as of the last year. So the Mele, she is not a soul, she's not a soul of Bible. That's the Shite of the Messiah. But those who are here come Ramon and who agree with the Messiah, so they mention 2 separate reasons as why in the case where the woman did not so down on the first of the year, so she's not a soul of the law, on the 9th of the year, Machmas, a possible Vestaflog of Hopier, for 2 separate reasons. One reason is that is mentioned by Nikuda Sakesa. The Shah is Chilik and Ramor in the Sif Sikeyev, and is Chilik and Ramor in the Nikudas Akeset. It's the same Mechada, the same author. But he mentions separate reasons. In the Sif Sikeyev, the Shach mentions why
if she we cannot survive on the ninth of the year if she's so down on the first of the year. Because why should she be a soul of Bhairavi on the ninth of the year? Let's see the Ramon. Why? On the basis of Veseta Floga of Hofye. Veseta Floga of Hofye, by definition, means a certain number of days that is removed from the previous year. So if she didn't sit down on the first of the year, so the last year was when? Took place on the 20th of this. So how many days intervened between the 20th of this and the 9th of the year? Hofye. So the melee, she's a solar bio. But if she did have the years down on the first of the year, so how can she be a solar bio on the 9th of the year? Mahmas Aflogis Hofye. It's only a flogi. It's only a flogi of Yidvesye. I say Yidvesye. Yidvesye. So it's only a flogi of so it's only a flogi of Nagorets. So because I mean, so it's only a flogi of 9 days. It's only a flogi of 9 days. 9 days. When I said Yidvesye, so I was thinking of the aflogge that took place between the Rie and Hofye and the Rie and the Shereshia, that aflogge of Yubesye. But in view of the fact that she saw down on the first of the year, so melee, the ninth of the year is only the 9 day. So how can she be a solar bylaw on the basis of aflogge, of Beset aflogge, of Hofye? It's not Hofye. That's the reason that the Shach mentions in Sipsikei, in the Kulisa Keset. So he mentions another reason, an additional reason. He says that why she mutanas the Bible on the ninth of the year, because in view of the fact that she established the Vesechi in the Kogua of Veset Aflog of Kofye, where, as a result of the two years, the Rie, the initial Rie and the first of Nisan, the second Rie, the 20th of Nisan, so that's a Floge that constituted, that established the Vesechi Nikogua of a Floge of Hofye. But then, when she saw down on the first of the year, so that was a Kea, that Floge of Hofye. And the Aloha is that the Vesechi Nikogua is Neka, becomes an old, becomes revoked, with one deviation. So here there was a deviation. So it was Eka. That's a different reason. That's an additional reason, you see. The Shach, I'll tell you, some of the Svarim, you know, and you has read it, so they'll say that the Shach mentions that the Shach is Chelik and Ramor because inasmuch as there was a deviation on the first of the year, in the fact manifested by the discharge of Dhamma on the first of the year, so that constituted an akire of the message in the Kabua of Aflogas Hofye. That's the Shachshi. But, so, that he mentions, that the Shach mentions in the Kudus HaKesef. But if you look at the Roshan and the Sikkeh, you'll see that the Shach emphasizes another verse. So in other words, the Shach is Chelik and Rabo for two reasons. One reason is the most obvious reason that he mentions in the Sisikeya, because Haploge by definition means the number of days removed from the previous year. Now, how can she be a solo bio on Tes year by virtue of the fact that Tes year is the 20th of the 20th of Nisan, when there was an intervening year between the Rie of after Chof Nisan, there was an intervening Rie on the first of the year. So Mele, ninth of year, is not the 20th of the last year, is the ninth of the last year, not the 20th. So, by definition, it's not our Flogis Chofye. That's the Pshat, that's the reason that the Shach mentions in Sisikei and against the Ramosli. But in Kudus HaKesef, he mentions an additional reason. Why? Because it was Nekah. because that one thing is a verse chinekavua is neka with one time, with one deviation. So here there was one deviation. Now the question is, how does the Rambam say such a thing that on the ninth of the year she's a soul of Bible because of the possibility of a verse chinekavua of a flogus hofiein, but it's a verse chinekavua, so it's neka bipamachas. So the sheet of the Ramon is that Akira Bipamechos is only Shaya if there was no real object. The Akira is constituted by omission, not by deviation. That's the machlekes between the Shachim and the Sakesef and the Ramon. According to the Ramon, the halacha that the Vesichinikogua is Neka Bipamechas means it's Neka with one omission. With one omission. For example, if a woman saw down on the first edition, so she has to anticipate a year's down on the first of the year. Then the first, she has to by law, the first of the year passed by, she had no year's down. So there was an omission. So on the first of Sivan, she would tell us the by law, because it's already Neka. It's Neka as a result of one omission. Mashaikin in this case, the woman had sawed down on the first of this, she sawed down on the 20th of this. Then she sawed down again on the first of the year. Was there an omission? There was no omission. There was a deviation. The deviation. So it's not Neka by one deviation. It's only Neka by one omission, not by one deviation. That's the shite of the Ramon. But the shite of the Nikolis Akesef is that it's Neka by one, not after by one omission. If the omission represents a deviation, so then it's Neka by one omission. But if the deviation it consists of a real star, not in accordance with the heretofore pattern, so then it becomes Neka through the real star, which is aberrational, which is a deviation. So that's the time of the Nikudei Sakesef. The Shach mentions another time, which is even more reasonable, because by definition there is no afford of Chovyeh. Now the question is, how does the Rambam say that even if she saw down on the first of the year, so she is a soul of Bible on the ninth of the year? All right, so the Rambam Shishi is that insofar as the union of Akira is concerned, so it can only be Neka with an omission, not with a mere deviation, not an omission. But the definition of Atloge means a certain number of days from the previous year. So, but here, it's not 20 days removed from the previous year. It's 20 days removed from the previous year, not from the previous year. It's only, the ninth of the year is only 9 days removed from the previous year. So the Amoshiti is, now the Gemara mentions, we learned that in the Iskusim, takes this dummy. Sometimes in a woman it happens, there is just an overflow of blood. So takes this here. So the male, it's still considered as a flogas chofye. The ninth of the year is still considered as a flogas chofye from the rie that took place in the chofis. But you rest. But there was an intervening rie. So the intervening rie is only a phenomenon of teisidom. Teisidom. It just happened that there was an excess of dam. So she had an additional rie. But the ikar rie, the ikar rie is the rie that took place on the 20th of Nisan, and that's the really the last previous rie. But there was, for some reason, there was an excess of, there was an overflow of dam, and that manifested itself in another rie. That's the Shittel Rambam. Of course, it's more mistabel like the Shittel. Now, but the Shach mentions two times. One time, because it's not a flogi of Chofyei, and the other time is because it was Neka, through the one deviation. The Kreisu Plesi, he agrees with the Shach, But she agrees with the Shah from the point of view of